if you combine this seasonal pattern, this way of life, with the traditions of the Ghazi warrior, the fact that the Turkmen were at least nominally or practice a folk Islam, that there was this raiding as well as movement of animals, the frontier was constantly a fluid notion. And you should really think of Asia Minor as this frontier zone. And what emerged in the time of Manuel I was this clear, a sense, struggle is perhaps too deceptive a word in some ways, but this issue of what civilization was going to prevail on this plateau. Would the Byzantines be able to move onto that plateau, impose their control over the leading Turkish figures who in turn would rein in the Turkmen tribes and so bring back the cities, the cisterns necessary for crusaders to march across Asia Minor, or was it going to be bring all these areas into the orthodox orbit of civilization, or would the Turks essentially triumph and move out to the fringes? And the Second Crusade was an important point in tipping that balance in the direction of the Turks. Manuel could not afford to mount the kind of guard necessary against the Seljuk Turks with crusaders and Norman wars and complicated expensive diplomacy in the East. Over the course of most of his reign, there were these desultory battles, often waged by the commanders on the spot. These sort of operations did very little to revive the types of cities and institutions necessary to impose imperial rule. In fact, quite the contrary, the nature of the very fighting, Turkmen tribal groups coming in and raiding or moving their animals in and then being attacked by Byzantine local forces, getting ambushed, this type of fighting led to destruction of cisterns, of bridges, of installations. It ultimately began to see the breakdown, already evident in the First Crusade, but the breakdown of the very structure that would support a Byzantine reconquest. And in many ways, the plateau of Anatolia, which is a range that could be brought into an agricultural way of use or could be used for stock raising, increasingly went back to the older pattern of stock raising, and that was to the benefit of the Turks. As for the Turks themselves, perhaps Manuel, in part, not only because of his pressing problems in the West, was at least able to rationalize the fact that he put this frontier on hold because Sultan Masud had his own problems and his opponent, the Danshamid emirs, who ruled in northern Asia Minor, broke up into a series of competing regimes. So Turkish power was pretty much fragmented. I mean, the major figures who could impose authority over the tribes were warring among themselves, and that meant that no one could control the Ghazi, but on the other hand, it meant no one was in a position to launch a major expedition that could result in a disaster. Well, after Manuel's various setbacks in the West, it became increasingly clear that some kind of reckoning had to come with the Turks. And that was as a result of Kilgili Arslan II, named after his ancestor, who was the Sultan who opposed the First Crusade. He began to do what would frighten any Byzantine Empire. He began to unite the Turkish powers on the plateau. And that was a danger of not only fielding great armies, but that a period of conquest could renew. Manuel decided that what he needed to do was launch an expedition against Konya, revive the project, which at this point had now laid in abeyance for almost 30 years as a result of the Second Crusade, to impose his authority over Konya and bring these Turks under imperial control. And it's not exactly certain what would follow. In my opinion, Manuel, as all Komnenian emperors, felt that the sultans in Konya could be courted in part to embrace the Orthodox faith. They were repeatedly dazzled with state visits. There are a number of occasions where the Sultan was invited from Konya to Constantinople under safe conduct, given the high mass in Hagia Sophia. Many of the officials at the court of Konya were originally Byzantine officials. There were many Christians working in the service of these sultans, the craftsmen, the architects, long remained Christians in these Turkish states. So Manuel had some sense that these people descended from nomadic peoples of the steppes could be impressed by the superior religion and the superior culture of Constantinople and assimilated into the Byzantine Commonwealth, just as the Bulgars had been in the Balkans and as other nomadic peoples had come under Byzantine influence in earlier times in Europe.